Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts with more on dealing with wild horses. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last program, we identified a new challenge that has been issued by a group called the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. They recently caught some media attention with their newest assertion that the Bureau of Land Management ought to be removing livestock grazing and not reducing the 73,520 wild horses and burros on federal lands. Never mind that these wild horse and burro numbers are three times what the range science has established as being the appropriate management level. There are many specific locations here in Nevada where those numbers are far above three times the levels overall. The Wild Horse and Burro Act specifically designate area which are supposed to be areas where the herds are located. Ultimately, many of the wild horse and burro advocacy groups would prefer not to be limited to the areas designated by the law, and their arguments and main mission is to cause the law to be completely ignored when it comes to management. Instead of supporting sound wild horse management, they put forward the false narrative of wanting livestock grazing to be reduced or totally removed. Since Congress passed the Wild Horse Burro Act, livestock grazing across all BLM-managed lands has declined by about 31%, from 12.2 million livestock AUMs in 1971 to 8.4 million AUMs in 2022. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.